In the name of the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Once you were in darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. Sleeper, awake. I don't know about you, but the hectic busyness of my days can feel an awful lot like darkness. Day to day, I feel the end of my day closing in on me, feeling overwhelmed by the thought that there just aren't enough hours in the 24. Often I have barely gotten out of bed before I have said that there is not enough time today. When people ask how I am, my first response is usually, "Whew, I am busy," along with a laundry list of all of the reasons why I am busy. And the more and more I think about it, this feels an awful lot like moving through life in a sleep state. But not the good, peaceful kind of sleep state. More like the sleep state where you're clearly in a bad dream, but you don't know how to wake yourself up. Or the sleep state when you've just woken up, you did not get enough sleep, and are dreading the day ahead of you because you know that you aren't going to be able to be nice to other people. I often find myself driving across town and barely being aware of the actions I've made to get there. Waking up out of a trance, realizing I've driven home instead of to work, or work instead of home. I distinctly remember leaving the Episcopal Student Center one night and sort of mind-driving home, but finding myself parked in the St. Paul's office parking spots, staring at my steering wheel and sort of wondering where I was and what had happened. I remember thinking, yep, it is clearly time for me to go to bed. If I'm trying to clock into work at 9 p.m. after a day that started at 9 a.m., I have lost my mind. And the busyness of the days, it can feel like that for me sometimes. It can feel maybe more so like I'm losing my mind, body, and soul. As I mind drive to places that I don't need to be, I also forego the long meditative walks that I should be taking for both cardiovascular and mental health. And in light of letting go of my mind and letting go of my body, I've chosen whether or not I like it to let go of a little piece of my soul. Because they're all connected and they're all important. And when I let busy take over, I let schedule define my health instead of health define my schedule. And this Lent, we are intentionally thinking about Sabbath as a parish, and what that could mean in a culture that worships being busy. And I think first we have to wake up. Sleeper, awake. We are living in a trance, and me mostly, I live in a trance. And were that trance a meditative state in which I was so lost in worshiping God that I mindlessly drove to work instead of home, that would be one thing. But I didn't end up in the St. Paul's parking lot at 9 p.m. because I was worshiping. I ended up in the St. Paul's parking lot at 9 p.m. because I was lost. I ended up there because I didn't let God direct my movements at all. I ended up there because I let the worship of busy disconnect me from my consciousness so much that I didn't know where I was going. And when I listen to God, and when I worship, and when I practice a restful Sabbath, I know where I'm going because I'm letting God drive. I'm not letting stress, worry, and that worship of busy direct me. I'm letting God direct me. Sabbath helps us wake up. Sabbath shines light into the darkness so that the path that God has set out for us is illuminated for us to be able to follow. We don't worship busy, we worship God. And we know how to worship God because we're taking the necessary time to ask God to drive. So sleeper, awake, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Wake up out of the scarcity that tells you that there isn't enough time. Wake up out of the fear that you need to do more. Wake up out of the life that tells you that you can do it alone. And oddly enough, the way to wake up is to rest. And the way to let go of there not being enough time is to give up some of your time to the Lord. The way to wake up out of the fear that you need to do more is to add Sabbath time to your schedule. The way to wake up out of the life that tells you you can do it alone is to ask others for help. When we take on worship, we inherently let go, because we ask God to come in and take over the areas of our lives that we have a white-knuckle grasp on. So I want to encourage you to try to find a time this week to do something that makes you feel connected to your mind, body, and soul. At first, you will likely spend the whole time thinking about all the things that would be a better use of your time if you were doing them then. And I think that's okay. It's going to happen, so I think we should just accept now that the first time you do it, it's probably not going to feel restful. But the act of Sabbath, this idea and this act of finding a time to rest in the presence of God, it's a practice. And it's called a practice because it takes practice. And they develop over time. You have to keep doing them in order for them to sort of work. So if the first time you spend the whole time worrying about work and family, don't be discouraged. Try it again in a couple of days, and it will probably still be really challenging, but it might also get really better. And then maybe do it again. And then maybe do it again. Fight the worship of busy and embrace the worship of God. Sleeper, awake. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Wake up out of the scarcity that tells you that there isn't enough time. Wake up out of the fear that you need to do more. Wake up out of the life that tells you you can do it alone. And the way to wake up is to rest. The way to let go of there not being enough time is to give up some of your time to the Lord. The way to wake up out of the fear that you need to do more is to add Sabbath time to your schedule. The way to wake up out of the life that tells you you can do it alone is to ask others for help. Once you were in darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. Live as children of the light. Sleeper, awake.